High 96. Very humid.
Well, I have a guess.
Good. Somebody's got to save this show.
Well, I've been busy with the guy to do it.
I ran out of things to screw up.
Oh, well, don't worry. You will come up with more. I have with me in the studio right now my friend, Harry. Harry Nugent.
Harry Nugent. Do you know who Ted Nugent is? Come on,
I have no idea.
You do?
Yeah, I've seen Ted Nugent.
You're not related to him?
He's not related to me.
For those of you who haven't recognized that voice, Harry is the conductor on the number one train of the subway. It's better known as the Broadway line. And he transforms every day's ride into a fun and entertaining thing because of the way you do your commentary. So, you know, people always come up to people on radio and they go, talk like you do on the radio. Say, it's a 4:05. Say that. So I'm sure people come up to you all the time and say, talk like you do on the subway.
Well, it's becoming that more and more. In fact, I don't know how not to talk about the way I'm on the subway. It's becoming a part of my personality. I'm trying to break away from it, in fact.
You don't talk with that kind of laid-back approach on the subway, though, do you?
Well, reasonably laid-back. Yeah. That's the whole idea, you know, is to be laid-back. Get away from this rather mechanical approach to things. So, you know, that you're not an extension of the equipment.
Oh, give us an idea. Let's say that you're right now on the train and you're going uptown to like 96th Street. What would you say?
Well, I would say if I'm coming into 96th Street, we're now entering the 96th Street station. If you think you're due for a change, perhaps 96th Street will do for a change to 2 and 3 express trains.
Ooh, pretty fancy. So this is what happens when you come home to Mrs. Nugent. You'll say, well, if you think you're due for a change.
she's starting to think she's due for a change.
We take the Broadway line uptown a couple times a week, and that line goes a long way. And I've always wondered, how many trains are on that one line at any given time?
You would ask that question, wouldn't you?
You know why I'm asking? Because I'm wondering what the odds are of getting your train.
Okay, you're probably one in 20, something.
Really?
Like that.
Yeah. So eventually we will get it.
Yeah, everyone is exposed to me as time goes on.
Oh, and there's a rule, there's a law.
Everyone has exposed themselves to you, which is probably what happens more likely on that subway line. You must have some crazy adventures that have happened to you down there.
Well, yeah, it's an interesting job. You know, that's one of the challenges. You really don't know what's going to happen next. I remember, there are many things. I remember one situation, a fellow was very offended with me because he thought I locked him out of the train, and he was coming over to express it, it looked like physically, I don't want to ruin anybody's breakfast.
And that's all right.
But prior to that, someone had been ill on my train and left the results of his being all over the floor.
Harry.
All right.
Oh, no,
we'll have to bring this back up again tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, we've already ruined everybody's breakfast.
No, go ahead. We can take it. We're strong.
So this chap who came tearing down to take care of me because he had jumped a turnstile in the first place, didn't pay. Went sliding into the other fellow's misfortune, which took care of that particular situation.
Oh, that was really gross, Harry.
Yeah, well, we go downhill from this point on.
The subways, they just go straight, right? They never go up or down, do they?
Oh, we go up. Sure. We're on inclines. We go up, and then we're on the elevator line on the structures, and sure.
Well, Ron was telling you last night that they built the entire city of New York over the subways. No.
They built up. They didn't build down. A lot of people have the perception of the subways like they just dug out dirt, but they built from ground up, didn't they? I saw pictures.
Well, it depends on what phase of the what phase of the subway system we're dealing with. The system is been a growing system over the years.
And it's on many levels.
Yeah. And it's been it was the cheapest way to do it was the trench, just cutting an open,
And Koch wasn't mayor then, so they probably went the cheapest way then.
And then we were in certain areas where we have high hills, such as around Dykeman Street and 191st, we had a tunnel through.
Mm-hmm.
This was far more a costly means of doing it, but at times that was the only way of doing it.
Harry, how many hours a day are you underground?
Well, I'm actually on the train about 6 hours a day.
Do you feel that affect your psyche at all?
Yeah, that attitude, that underground attitude.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, no matter what it's doing on the outside, when you're down in the subway, you can always feel you're under the weather, you know? So it,
You used to work for Look magazine.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was with Look magazine.
And then what made you get into subway conducting?
Well, it seemed to be a logical thing to do.
Yeah, and not to mention Look went out of business.
Yeah, that Look went out of business gave me an idea that I should be doing something else, yeah. And so, naturally, wanting to remain in communications, I figured Subway is the place to go. You know, I mean, that's the coming thing. I mean, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen on the Subway.
How many years have you been with the Subway now?
I've been about 15 years.
15 years?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't look like it.
you have a tan.
You should be pale or something.
Oh, I don't know. You don't look like you've been there a day over 14 years, Harry.
It's 13 after 7 o'clock on Hot 103 with Ron and Joy. And we have with us Harry Nugent, probably the most famous person ever to work for New York Subways. You've been on MTV.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Yeah, a couple of weeks
you've
ago.
Been in the New York Times. A couple of weeks ago you were on MTV.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, what did they have you do?
Oh, they just went down and recorded me and did my shtick and just a little of it.
And you'll do some for us?
Well, I guess I might as well. I'm not doing anything.
Talk up a record. Have him talk up a record.
Okay, let's see. You have 16 seconds
be
to talk.
Fun.
Here, I'll give you the information. The song is called 1, 2, 3. It's new from Miami Sound Machine. And this is,
he's taking it very seriously.
I'll give it this.
just do it in Harry Nugent style. Anytime you want.
Okay, on the Broadway local, we have a number one, we also have a two, and a number three. We put them all together, and here it is. 1, 2, 3.
Miami Sound Machine on Hot 103.
Get out of the station,
right?
Harry's taking over.
They tell me you're a shy boy, but I want you just to stay.
Now going under New York's hottest radio station, Hot 103. Please turn up your radios.
On the garden's moments, colorful cultures yesterday.
Stevens, Joy Gridnick.
No. It's the new Nugent and Gridnick show, Ron.
Harry Nugent from
the... Harry and I are taking over the show. We don't need you. We're squeezing you out.
From the Broadway line, Subway. Oh, I wanted to mention, by the way, we just played some a new song from Miami Sound Machine with Gloria Estefan, 1, 2, 3. They have just added a... Everything else has gone wrong. Why can't I lose my voice, too? July 25th show at Radio City, and tickets are on sale right now at the box office or through Ticketmaster. And there are other local dates are all sold out. So they just added this date of July 25th. If you want to see him,
now you can see him. Fascinating. Well, Harry Nugent is the subway conductor on the Broadway line, and he's here in the studio with us. And Harry, you were telling me that you fashion your own kind of announcements.
Well, we have a series right now of safety and courtesy announcements that the Transit has been promoting, and I find it quite helpful. But it also is grist for the mill for me.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, one of the announcements that I will make, which is a variation of one of theirs, is, I would say, this will be in relation, I might announce to passengers, I would be remiss if I do not mention that it's a really quite a dangerous thing to try to hold train doors open with an arm or a leg. If the train should start to move, you could find yourself out on a limb.
Wonderful.
Well, Harry, thanks for stopping by and on Hot 103. And if you're taking the Broadway line, insist on Harry Nugent's train. Do you have a particular train number you're on every day?
Well, it's they're all the number one.
Mm-hmm. I notice they have like other numbers on the side.
That's to identify each car. And they change on each trip.
It's hot luck. We might get Harry Nugent, we might not.
Well, Harry, thanks so much. You were wonderful, and I hope to hear you on the train.
Great, and it's been a pleasure being here. Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Right, thank you. No, it's one of those days here on Hot 103. We've gone to 6 news people so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they all quit coming in, and now we have listeners doing news, and we have Mike Pagas. Mike, you there?
Yeah, I'm